The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Yo, Baba's booty too big for Dress Barn, though. Dress Barn ain't got that size. That butt is ridiculous.
My mama got ass, though. I ain't gonna hold
Yo,
you.
I saw need old, a bra for her butt.
I saw an old picture. What? A bra?
She needs some shoulder straps to pick her booty up because it's big.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm T. Here Moore, and I want to welcome you back to More to the Story. We tricked you. We just changed the sets. I'm kidding. Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard, and you guys have been asking for this person as a guest, even though she is the criminal mastermind, villainy at its best, who finds all the words. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Farron Moore.
Hi.
Why do you sound like Tina from Bob's Burgers?
I'm excited.
You excited to be here?
I didn't think I'd ever get
You're so excited you ripped the shoulders right off your sweater. And why are you wearing my hat? This is what happens when I get dressed after.
Round one.
I leave the house early to get to the studio, and she comes and all my stuff. She does this all the time. She has hats.
I almost wore a pair of your shoes.
I literally bought some stuff, and I hadn't even tried it on last night. And she just comes in my office wearing all of my things at once.
I look so cute, though. I look so cute. You guys will see it. Just
why do you have your own stuff?
But when I add your stuff, I have more stuff.
This, everybody want to be married. I'm looking for my boo. I'm looking. This is what you're looking forward to. Lacey makes me smile. That's what I said. She makes me laugh. She makes me smile. But she's a psychopath. She's a psychopath. I don't want to make any mistakes about that. And now she's made the kid a psychopath. It's like living with two people who act exactly the same with multiple personalities. So it's me and 16 other people in this house. And it's just not big enough. Right? Shit is going crazy. Shit gets missing and she blames it for me and forget that she moved it because she's a psychopath. So, you know, just want to let you guys know. How you been doing, fam? You got a new podcast going on? Tell us about it. So what is your podcast about?
I'm holding auditions for a new co-host.
I wish you would. I'd snatch your wig off in public. I wouldn't even do it now. I would wait till we in rounds, like, it is busy. We're going around 6 o'clock, and there's all the people in there. I'm going to snatch the yaka.
You've met me. You know how silly I am. All I'm going to do is laugh.
That's true. That is. It's very hard to embarrass somebody who goes outside just ready to embarrass the world. Like, you have.
Yes.
I feel you, because I'm
almost. You can't outdo me. Yeah. I guarantee you.
It's very difficult to outdo either one of us, so I will admit. Because when your mama comes to town, I'd be like, look at them titties. You know your mama got them things on her.
I'm telling on you.
She knows. She know how she can tell because I come from up under with the hug. I go right here so I get the titties on my shoulders.
And she's so extra. She'd be like, oh, yeah, honey. Get them.
I'm going to be flirting hella hard. I'm like, hey, you better get
the girls. That's what I call them, the girls.
Ever since your mama lost that weight, she's been filling herself.
She has.
I know. She's been back shopping at Victoria's Secret. She ain't been to Victoria's Secret in 25 years, and now she back buying boy shorts. What
she
are you
be
doing?
Telling me when they got a sale. Yeah. It's like, how the hell?
Get out of them boy shorts, Val, okay? You take my mama, Emma Jean, and y'all go to Dress Barn, and y'all figure the shit out. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Just in case you haven't met her on the one of a thousand times you've met her, we have Maya in the back. She's here to keep us on track and let us know when we pronounce a word correctly or incorrectly. We have 5 rounds. We're going to go back and forth trying to sound the words out and then guess the definition. And then we have a bonus round, but I'll tell you more about that when we get to it because you helped me create the game. All right, let's get Let's go ahead and get it started.
Round one.
All right, here we go. Round one. And for the record, I want to let everybody know that Farron has never watched a whole episode of Working This Hard. Here we go. I will beat the fuck out of whoever did. Who did this? Who did this, Brennan? You did this? You dick. You hear me?
That's easy.
The word is PSEUDOPSEUDOHYPOPARATHYRODISM.
No, it is not. No, it is not. No, it is. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
You got it. I believe in you, Cam.
Shut up. Okay. Don't encourage me. And you know I'm going to fail. Because then it feels like it's just fake, okay? Don't do that. You know I'm not going to do well at this. You play too much. Sometimes I just need you to be like, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. But you can't tell me I can do this.
You are going to get through it.
It repeats itself.
So that makes it easier once you get it once.
Pseudo hypoparathyroidism.
Thyroidism.
That's what I said. And I'm not repeating that shit because I almost had a stroke saying it the first time, Maya. So nigga, either wrong or right on this one.
You said thyroidism.
What? What'd you say? You
messed me up. Thyroidism.
That's thyroid. Thyroid. Like you got a thyroid problem. Ism.
That's not what you said the first time, though.
God damn it. This is what it's going to be all day, huh? This is what it's going to be. You laughing? You having a good time over there? Okay.
Feel your pain.
I'm going to go ahead and just try to guess the wrong answer on this one and maybe I'll fuck around and get it right because I tried to pronounce it correctly and got it wrong. Even though I was close.
Close.
But no cigar.
In March, I'm going to read the sentence just to find the context. There's something else you could do because you might have not seen it since you never watched a whole episode. You can read the sentence on the back and get the context clues sometimes.
I do good wife things. I've watched.
I marched in and said, Doc, I reckon I've got a touch of that. That word I've read about on the internet. Fuck that word, bro. Seriously? We got the kid in here in the studio. Y'all got me cussing like this shit in front of my motherfucking kid. God damn, B. What the fuck is happening in this motherfucker? This shit is flying out the fucking rails.
Cover your ears, baby.
Sorry, kid. Shit. This word means it is a pseudo means like pseudo, like blase, like fake. And then hypoparathyroidism. Yo, nigga got chicken pox, B. Nigga got a bad extreme case of water chicken pox.
Water chicken?
Yeah, because of the hypo. Oh, that's hydro. Hey, nigga got chicken pox. And it was a hypothesis of how he got it, but what's it mean?
It's an inherited condition that causes short stature, round face, and short hand bones.
Fuck, do I have this? This is real? Yo, go. Next question. Your turn.
Is it my turn for real?
Yes. Okay. Why are words written in marker and shit and not mine? All right, I see what's happening.
Yours wouldn't have fit on the card and marker.
My shit would have been on a poster board.
The word is anhydrous.
Anhydrous.
Correct.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess so. Since seeing as her word didn't have 46 fucking letters. So, great job. Hey, Brennan, fuck you, man.
Okay, I do this stuff. Okay. The best part about the Science Museum is the anhydrosis ice cream that astronauts take to space. Oh my God, I should have just guessed it without reading it because I knew what it was.
You're so adorable and I hate you.
Because I was thinking, like, that sounds like that means, like, without water. And it turns around, it's dried out. It's freeze-dried stuff, right?
Correct. Containing no water.
I like this game.
This is why you should watch the episode.
I did.
Imagine her finding all the words for every episode and then her not watching it and be like, I don't like to watch my own work. They're fucking words, man. They're just fucking words. She's sitting there watching it on mute. This looks like it could be funny. Turn the goddamn sound off.
No. Real talk. I've watched 2 whole episodes. You forced me to tell the truth, and now here we are.
You know what? I ain't even mad at it, because that's 2 more than I've watched. I'm here. What I need to watch it for? Shit.
I watched Sydney, and I watched Tony.
Round 2.
Rolling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Give me 1 second. Just checking with my counselor, you know. This time of year can be difficult for anybody. And if you're like some people out there, self-included, there comes a time when you feel like something is kind of interfering with your happiness or interfering with the goals that you want to achieve. So there's help out there, guys. You know, you don't have to go through this alone. I encourage you guys to check out our sponsor today, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. This is professional counseling done securely online. They will assess your needs and then match you with your own licensed professional therapist. One of the best things about BetterHelp is that you can log in from anywhere. You understand me? This is available worldwide. You can log in, send a message to your therapist, and they will respond in a timely fashion and send you a thoughtful response. This is what we need, people. Someone to talk to. We all need that, and BetterHelp understands that. That's why they're committed to matching you with someone that you feel comfortable with, and they make it easy and free to change if you don't feel connected with your first therapist. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and there is financial aid available. Now, for all you Wording is Hard fans out there, I have a special offer for you guys. You guys get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. All you have to do is go to BetterHelp.com/wording. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/wording. And one more time for the people in the back, BetterHelp.com/wording.
Round 2.
All right, next word, because...
The word is CONSANGUINEOUS.
The fuck is wrong with you, man? Don't look over here.
That one easy, too.
This one easy? Let's trade hands. Consanguinous.
Not at all. Consanguinous.
What?
Consanguinous.
So, wait a minute. I know I didn't get it right, but your not at all was a little aggressive. You don't think?
No, I thought that was appropriate.
She coming to you with, who is that, Kevin Samuels?
Say it again.
Consanguinous.
Consanguinous. Say it again.
Consanguinous.
Consanguinous. Did I say it right?
Just now you did.
Consanguinous. Say it again.
Consanguinous.
Consanguinous. Consanguinous. It's like a name. You don't say somebody like, you ever had to say somebody's name like 3 times to get it right? Consanguinous. Say it again.
Consanguinous.
Consanguinous.
Quinous.
Consanguinous. Consanguinous. That's not what I said the first time though. Roll the tape back, because y'all rewinded at home and then look at what I said. I'm going to look at this. Consanguinous.
Not at all.
The first cases described were offspring of consanguineous parents who were both carriers of a recessive mutation. Oh. The first cases described were offspring of consanguineous parents. These people who can sing really good, they can sing with us. They can't sing with them, but they can sing with us. And that's it means that the kids could probably could sing with us too, if the parents could sing with us.
Dude.
So.
Don't look at her. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
That's not what that means?
Not at all. It's denoting people descending of the same ancestor. So it could be inbred. I would have taken inbred.
Cool. So they can't sing. But you don't know if they can't sing, though, or not. So I technically might not be wrong, but I also might, like, not right, but I'm also not wrong. Because you don't know if those people can sing, though, right?
So is this, like, a quantum point you want? Like, it doesn't exist, but it might exist?
She offered you a quantum point?
No, you're just having a blast, aren't you? You're just having a good ass time.
Oh my God, you have no idea. Okay, okay. Are you done with
it? I don't have to look at yourself. You could just go. You know I was wrong. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to repoint it out.
The word is TRICHOTILLOMANIA.
That's a okay. Dumbass word too.
Trichotillomania. I feel like I've heard of this.
That's the correct pronunciation.
Okay. Isn't this when people pull their hair out or something? Let's see. While it's still unclear whether trichotillomania should be classified as a habit or as an obsessive compulsive disorder, the end result is the same. Is this when people pull their hair out?
It is.
Why do you know this? I mean, I'm impressed.
Read.
You had to say it like that. Because you put it so much emphasis, like it was implied that I don't read. I'd be reading instructions. I'd be like, how to, like. Oh, so you just know how long to heat up tater tots and chicken wing without looking on the back. No, you read. So I do be reading. I just don't read everything that you read.
Do you find words like trichotillomania on the back of a tater tot bag?
Sometimes she'll be having facts on it.
Oh my God. You're being the worst version of yourself right now.
Well, I'm getting a worse version of these fucking words, so it goes hand in hand.
Oh my goodness.
You just knew that out the gate, huh? Mm-hmm. You feel pretty good about yourself, huh?
Oh, so good.
Oh, okay. You should have Farron on the show. You should have Farron on the show. Shut up. This will be the last time I take some of y'all's suggestions, because this shit always happens when I listen to y'all. Got Brandon picking the words, and he out here acting like I'm preparing for my ACT SAT shit.
Round 3.
Now this one I know.
The word is PERTINACIOUS.
Pertinaceous. I mean, hold on. Pertinacious.
Correct.
I don't have no fucking idea. I gotta read this sentence. Even when the pertinacious athlete fell out of his wheelchair, he continued to crawl towards the finish line. Oh, this is somebody that's motivated. He is very, He's very competitive. Like, if you put him next to somebody racing, he's competitive enough to try to finish the race. Even if he falls out his wheelchair, he's going to try to crawl toward the finish line because he has a competitive spirit. He's somebody that's competitive. He has a lot of sportsmanship, and he does well with sports acumen because he's competitive. And he has sportsmanship, and he's positive.
You did not further explain your definition. You just kept repeating the same words over and over.
Who died to make you
Do
Maya?
Do you know how dictionaries work?
Who died to make you Maya? Maya?
It's not competitive.
What about good sportsmanship? Because I said that too.
Okay, so a good sportsman is this thing.
Is this, yeah. Pertinacious.
Mm-hmm. But it's not, the definition is not competitive, but a good sportsman is still pertinacious.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. You say why?
Yeah, why?
You asking me?
I'm asking you for the definition, yeah.
You got it right in front of you. I just told you. What are you talking about? I don't get what you don't get.
Read your sentence again, baby.
Even when the pertinacious athlete fell out of his wheelchair, he continued to crawl towards the finish line. Even when the pertinacious athlete fell out of his wheelchair. He is a motivated athlete who don't have his legs. He's an arms and hands only athlete. Immobile in the sense of leg movement and or around that area or region.
I can't.
You know, God damn it.
Persistent.
That's what I said. What is that? What?
You did not say persistent.
Or determined.
Take the tape back. Y'all watching this right. Go just scroll back and just make sure I didn't say it because I can't really remember.
We can remember. You didn't say it. Don't be looking at your stupid watch. Okay. It's my turn now. I'm so smart. I like this class.
The word is EQUANIMITY.
Equanimity.
Correct.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. So.
That's a movie. That's the only reason she knew that.
What movie?
Equanimity.
What's the movie about?
It's got a boy in it.
Okay. I'm not going to do this with you.
What, lose?
You think you're coming back from what you just had? The struggles
bonus,
you just...
Have you ever heard of a word called bonus round? Two words called bonus round?
Ooh, look at you. Bless his heart and all his parts. Equanimity. I know it means something equal, but I don't know what. I feel like there's more there. Let's see. The secret agent was a man of great equanimity who maintained his composure even when surrounded by dozens of killers.
Easy. This is me. That's how I live my life. I'm surrounded by doubters all day. You know what I'm saying? But my equanimity is going to keep me in check. I'm good. Still winning.
Ooh. Who are you trying to prove this to exactly?
I don't know. Maybe it's just anybody that is like, oh, this nigga losing bad.
Man of great equanimity. What does that mean?
I just told you.
Sounds like balanced. Like, he was... What's the word for this? He was... I can't think of a word.
He was growling? He was growling like, and holding the fist
he
up?
He was holding his composure. Oh, it says composure, so I can't use that word. Uh-huh. He was balanced.
Yet. Huh?
I pronounced it right. Hey, what is it, Mike?
I'll take internal balance. You had the idea.
Yo, we out here. Are you jealous?
Is your mama jealous?
Probably. But we talking about you right now.
Not with the titties yet.
We talking about you right now. Let's talk about my mama titties, bro.
Round 4. Are you just going to be taking selfies all day?
Hopefully not all day. Hopefully I can get this knocked out in like 3 hours. But yes, I'm going to take a lot of selfies. I just got these new glasses from Warby Parker, and I am so excited about them. Have you ever thought about getting new glasses?
What's wrong with my glasses?
Absolutely nothing. However, if you guys are thinking about it, and Maya, if you're still listening, you might want to know that Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. What does that mean? That means that they're offering amazing glasses at a price that you can get and that you love. All right, who doesn't want to save a little money on quality and stylish products? Everybody does. Try this other pair on. I got so many pairs to just try on. I feel like it's Christmas came early. I am just handsome in any damn thing I put on. Maya, are you saying this? Listen, Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care
online and in stores. I mean, they offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, even contact lenses. And did you know the glasses, they could start at just $95?
Really?
$95. She don't want to get new glasses. And that's including the prescription and sunglasses, progressives, and the blue light lenses are also available. Put a little filter on that one. Listen, guys, if you want to be as stylish as me, try Warby Parker's free home try-on program, okay? You order 5 pair of glasses, try them at home for free for 5 days. There is no obligation to buy, and they send you a prepaid return shipping label. Why would you not do this, huh? Try this right now. And how about this? If you do it right now, okay, as an extra little bonus, you can save up to 15% when you purchase 2 or more pairs. All right? Now, that's on your boy, okay? I got you on that one. Listen, try 5 free pair of eyeglasses at home by going to warbyparker.com/wording, okay? You go online, you pick your 5, you put it in the box. They're going to ship it to you. You're going to get it. You try them on. You pick your favorites. You send them back. They're going to send the ones you love back with the prescription. And again, as a year-end treat, you get to save 15% when you buy 2 or more pair of glasses from Warby Parker, and that includes eyeglasses or sunglasses, okay? Now, keep in mind, this is a limited time offer, and this expires on 12/31/2020, so you have to take advantage of that right now. So again, if you want to participate in the home free try-on program, all you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/wording. That's W-O-R-D-I-N-G. Again, warbyparker.com/wording, W-O-R-D-I-N-G.
Round 4. The word is V-O-C-I-F-E-R-O-U-S.
All right, vociferous.
Correct.
Y'all need some more time to put that on the... Put that on screen because I came out the gate kind of hot on
you
that
did,
one.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
Here we go. Do I do it again? Boom. Huh? Oh, what could this be? Vociferous. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my favorite words. It is. I love the word vociferous.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Like it just became your favorite word, or was it before, like now?
No, it was before. Oh. Yeah, I really like this word. Of all the groups present at the school board meeting, the parents were the most vociferous about their opinions of the new principal. Vociferous means, I don't know what this means, so.
Read the sentence again.
I know, no, I was just saying like.
Oh, okay.
This ain't my favorite word. I just.
Oh, I knew. Oh, they didn't know, but I knew. But just read it again.
You know, we talked about the whole like having these persons back and then when you get in the car, you'd be like, hey, you might want to stop doing that in public, but like in the people's eye, we're like a united front.
I'm sorry, I'm
like
out
this
of
whole
pocket.
Episode, I feel like you have just like completely disregarded.
You, that. This is a competition, though.
Like, take my head off. Take my head off. If it's
no.
A competition. Take my head off. No. I want my hat back right now.
No.
Okay. 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 Vociferous is like negative, like spewing negativity, nasty of a nasty spirit. I was kidding. That's not what that is. Vociferous. Vociferous is like vocal. Like they were the most vocal of their opinions. They were the most outspoken. You know, stuff like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's so easy, huh?
Like a boss. See how smart your dad is? Be proud. Be very proud.
Look at my babe. He did that like a boss.
It's your boy. Ho. It's the Rock.
Oh, my God.
I'm cute.
The word is L-I-C-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
Okay. It's my turn.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means, but I know how to pronounce it. Licentious.
Correct.
Job. Okay, I see you out here using vowels and consonants together to make words.
You jealous? So you are.
Could you go?
You know I love that shit.
When I'm jealous?
I love it.
Get you off? Fucking psycho. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, though?
Okay. Serious up.
You should see her in the grocery store where she has coupons and other people don't. Pam. $60 worth of coupons. She got $180 worth of stuff and she pays $30. And she looks like the people, you jealous?
You jealous?
And then she gets me off. I'm like, how'd you get those coupons? She's like, ah.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Okay. You ain't gonna go nowhere.
Pre-dump. You gotta leave your leg if you leave me.
Shit! My leg.
You can't take no money and gotta leave your left leg. You still be thick as fuck with one leg. You got one thick ass right thigh, your mama got them titties. I still be pulling them niggas.
Whichever, if I have to leave my leg, it's not gonna be in good shape. Like, I'm going to destroy that bitch, okay? You ain't gonna want it.
I don't care. I'm going fishing with sharks with that leg. Look, it's got a little blood on it. We're good.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm gonna char it. They don't want cooked food. No shit.
Yes, yes. They might like jerk.
I'm like, go with your word. You
go with your word. Go with your word.
You did this.
I didn't do that.
Jesus, girl.
Just be mature. Just be mature. Yes, yeah.
Licentious. I don't think you're a licentious person. I'm not. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's something good, and you are not it.
You see how your mother talked to her? I didn't want you to find out like this, but we get in separate houses. We still together. I just don't want to stay with her no more.
He woke up to me singeing his toe tips with a light.
What is wrong with you? You psychopath? Why'd you do that?
Stop.
All right, okay. Go.
It is assumed that pagan festivals once involved many licentious activities. See, yep, I was right. You're not licentious. I'm including a number of sexual games. Ooh, that doesn't really explain
you
anything.
You don't got this one.
I don't have it.
It's okay.
At
any point, you can tap out. Get rid of this word. You do know, you tap out, though, you forfeit the whole game.
Tap these nuts.
Okay, that works.
Licentious activities, including a number.
Like this. So close.
I have literally nothing.
None idea. And the comeback starts.
Hope your eyeball just fall out. Maya, what is this?
Promiscuous.
Ah!
They would have had your mama's name in there, you would have got it.
But you go stop
promiscuous
doing.
Promiscuous girl.
It's so crazy. I should have trusted myself, but it's fine. Because I'm like pagan and sexual games. That means sexy time stuff. But then I was like, licentious? Why say that?
Yeah.
This sentence was extra.
Extra.
Shut up, because technically I'm still winning.
It's not technically you are.
Round 5. The word is PULCHRITUDINOUS.
Pulchritudinous.
No.
You say what? Did you hear me?
I heard you.
But I was facing this way. I want to make sure you're poultry-tudinous.
Did you say poultry-tudinous?
Hmm?
Like poultry? Did you just say poultry?
No, not like with the T-R-Y. Poultry. Poultry. Poultry-tudinous.
Either way, it's incorrect.
Okay, cool. Wrong. I thought you were asking like...
No.
Poultry-tudinous. Pochuder, charcuterie board.
No.
Poltergeist denuousness. Poultry to denis. Denis.
Oh my God.
Pulchritudinous. The CH is like a K.
That was going to be my next guess on like three before that, but that was coming up.
What? Say that again?
Hmm?
Say it one more time.
What is it?
Pulchritudinous.
Yeah, my pulchritudinous bride was so full of grace standing beneath our wedding canopy. Pulchritudinous is someone that has had experience with the poltergeist, and they came out on the other side positive. So like they became really studious, and spoke truthfulness.
About a bride, though? I'm sorry, I'm gonna be quiet.
No. You should have just looked at your bride. It means beautiful.
That's a stupid fucking word for beautiful. You know why? Because beautiful already exists. So does amazing, stunning, dazzling. Pulchritudinous is dumb. I would never refer to her as like, oh my God, I am just in awe by your pulchritudinous. You would, oh my God.
Well, you wouldn't say it in like
that. Don't do that right now. Don't do that right now. The point I'm trying to make is, learn this hard. And they make it harder by adding stupid-ass words like this to an already hard... What is English? It's a... language!
Jesus.
See?
Jesus.
I was so riled up, I couldn't think of the word. It's not like I didn't know the word language. I took language, but I was just riled up because yeah. I was... There's no need for pulchritudinous. Yeah. There's no need for it. Am I right, though? Am I tripping?
No. You sound like that really... Grind your gears, really.
It ground my gears?
Ground?
It's grind my gears.
I know, but in past tense, I would say ground.
A grinded?
Grinded? I don't think that's a word.
You don't know.
It's ground.
Thank you.
I'm gonna wrap this episode up.
The word is L-A-R-G-E-S-S-E.
Ooh. Largesse.
Correct.
you know that word from watching one of your stupid-ass Father Brown shows?
Very likely.
God Save the Queen.
It does like sound like something they said in The Crown or something.
Yeah, The Crown. What's the other largest one you watch? With the old white family, the castle. They had a movie that just came out.
Downton Abbey.
Oh, stupid ass show.
That's my shit.
Oh, I just come I come in the room and seen her watching Downton Abbey, and I left. I didn't even go to another room. I just left the fucking house.
So much emotion in that show. I'd just be sitting there just bawling my eyes out. Before work. Oh my God. Okay, largesse. Sounds grand. I've never used the word, so I'm not 100% sure about that, but largesse. The word large is in it. Sounds grand. Yeah. Something great.
Grand.
Because of the millionaire's largesse, 20 underprivileged graduates now have college scholarships. Ooh. Oh! So is it like, because of the millionaire's largesse, like his, he was giving away stuff. Like he's his charity. He was charitable. He was like doing things. Like, here, have these things.
I'll take it. Yeah.
See? Here, have these things. That's the definition of largesse.
Philanthropy?
Ah! Thanks.
Extra credit.
All right, now we're moving on to the bonus round where we each get one very difficult sentence, and then we have 10 seconds to complete the sentence from beginning to end with as little errors as possible. And Maya's going to grade us on that, and she's also going to keep the time on us. And then she's going to give us our final score, which you already know your boy is out here losing like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. All right, so I'll let you pick first, and then I'll take whichever card is left over. And just keep it down. All right. And I'll go first. So, you know, you see how it's done. My profession now. You know what I'm saying? Maya, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. These brazen expressions of threatened masculinity were gratifying, in part because they did not seem particularly effective, but also because they were loud, bright, incontrovertible. Conscientious razors.
Well, you said it right, but you didn't.
I was killing
what
it.
What even did
last,
you say? What was that?
That last line of that sentence was just, it was a lot. It was, whew. Okay. Maya, that's, don't even add my shit up. I know what the result's going to be.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I talk too slow. This is where, yeah. Like, Okay. Feats of leisure domain. Feats of leisure domain and stage magic were prominent in the programs, but as with the shows, ventriloquism served only as a backdrop for the sitcom's plot lines and stories.
30 seconds later.
I got tripped up. And what's crazy is this has been one of the words I know, but I was like, I ain't got to say this shit out loud. So I don't know how to say it.
All right.
How'd I do, though?
You did great, Farron. Oh. You got an A, a 90. Oh. And to hear?
Maya, it's my show. Let's just leave it at that. I don't think there's a need to really throw scores around. You know, that's a very outdated way of doing things. Like, sometimes, like...
You can tell me his score.
You should be concerned about Tahir's studies.
Well, guys, that's been another episode of Wording Is Hard. Before we get out of here, Farron, do you want to tell them anything, where they can find you, anything like that?
Could find me on...
Thanks you guys so much for watching. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.